Now, the Czech currency, the crown, has plunged against both the euro and the dollar in recent weeks, due to fears over the health of the economies in the Czech Republic and other Central European countries. The crown has fallen 10% against the euro and 19% against the dollar since the beginning of this year, making Czech exports more attractive, but foreign holidays and imports more expensive. Chris Johnston asked analyst Tomáš Vilk of Patria Finance, how low can the crown go? And is the slide good or bad news?
Recently, the crown is obviously under heavy pressure. The same holds for Hungarian forint and Polish zloty. And I think we can touch the 30 line against the euro in the short term.
Would it go weaker than 30 to the euro, or do you think it will hover around there?
Well, despite this negative short-term outlook, I think that the crown should reverse and trade around 28 or 29 crowns per euro in the months to come. The rate is already very far from its equilibrium. And this already brought some verbal intervention from one of the central bankers. So I don't see further weakening of the crown.
And against the dollar, is the outlook similar?
Yes, the outlook is more or less similar. Of course, it depends on the euro dollar. Where the exact rate will be, the movement on the euro dollar brings more volatility to the dollar crown rate.
But generally, do you see the crown stabilizing at current levels then against the dollar, or is there room for it to strengthen or weaken?
The crown may strengthen against the dollar as the dollar. Probably correct. It's a significant gains against the European currency.
Generally, the weakening of the crown against both the dollar and the euro in recent weeks, is that a good thing or a bad thing for the Czech economy?
For now, I don't see this movement to bring major problems for the Czech economy. Usually the weakening currency is bringing more more inflation through the imports, but right now the inflation is not a problem for the Czech economy, and the outlook is still very low inflation. So the problem is not that big. On the other hand, weaker currency is advantages for the Czech exporters and will increase their competitiveness on foreign markets.
That was Tomáš Vlk of Patria Finance.